The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
An interesting image for being mindful is surfing. Sometimes swimming in the ocean, being in the water, is great. It's comfortable, nice, wonderful. Sometimes it's not, it's cold. Or just there's dangerous things in there waiting for you under the surface. But if you're up on the surfboard, you can stay dry and maybe stay warm and stay safe. And you're definitely, if you're a good surfer and you catch a wave, you're definitely intimate with the wave and the ocean. You're connected, you're present. You're fully there, but you're also not in the water. You're out of the water, but really intimate and involved and very attentive, and you're balanced. And if you're not paying attention, you probably fall in. And so the same way with mindfulness, we're surfing on our experience. And this becomes particularly poignant when we have strong reactions to what's happening around us, to challenging things happening. We have a lot of thoughts, a lot of emotions come up. And generally, human beings, when that happens, fall in the water, meaning that we kind of get somehow involved or in the midst of the emotions we have or the thoughts we have, and we're kind of swimming in them, swimming with them. For in the water and the wave breaks, you know, washes over us. Sometimes if you're in the soup of your stuff and the wave breaks, it breaks over you and then you get drenched and to wait a while before that wave passes and then you can surface again. But if you're on your, but the idea is to be mindful as you're surfing on it, your experience. So you're not avoiding it. There's a kind of intimacy and connectedness to it, and really an attunement with what's happening. But you're not in the soup. You're not in the water. Your awareness, your powers of observation, your powers of interest and curiosity are strong enough that you're not in the experience, but you're clearly seeing it and present. And in that clear awareness, if you're really kind of cruising or really be able to be more continuous with the experience of being present for what's happening, present for these strong emotions that are coming, present seeing the mind spinning in thoughts, but you really see it, you're really cognizant of it, awake to the fact that these are happening. Oh yeah, I'm filled with anger, despair, whatever it might be, or I have these thoughts that are spinning and pulling me around. To see it really clearly and then to surf on it. So you can't push it away, you can't stop it, but you can ride the wave, you can ride it. And it can be quite sweet, quite wonderful when you're able to pull yourself out of the water, your soup enough, that the awareness kind of is there, but you're riding on it or you're kind of cruising or surfing. And what's nice about the surfing analogy is that, as far as I can tell, it's very, very rare that a surfer doesn't end up falling back in the water. Maybe there's some way of surfing right up to the dock and jumping off, or surfing really, really shallow and you kind of jump into the, you know, shallow land. Maybe that happens occasionally, but I don't know if I've ever seen that. I think surfers sooner or later either fall, you know, fall in. So sooner or later you'll probably fall back in. And then that's kind of normal. And surfers, I don't think surfers complain too much about falling back in the water. Like that's where they live. That's where they, you know, it's a part of the deal. But then they get back on. They get back on the surfboard. And so you'll fall in, get back on the mindful board, and paddle and get enough momentum going, and then catch the wave. And you'll probably have fun. Thank you.